I live in Israel. This season is dedicated to the memory of the 1,400 of my countrymen who were massacred on October 7th and the 240 people that were kidnapped and are being held hostage by the terrorist organization Hamas. Hopefully they will be returned to their families as soon as possible, and hopefully this terrible war will be able to come to a peaceful end very soon. Welcome to Minute 29 of Season 6 of Movie Around Minute, the daily podcast where we take a Capra-esque journey through the 1946 classic, It's a Wonderful Life, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again today on the first day of winter is Lisa Leahy. Welcome back, Lisa.
Thank you, thank you. Very excited.
Did you get snow?
Ah, no. The Northeast, we don't get what we used to anymore. It makes me sad. Right, holding out hope for next week.
Well, that's okay. You know, in Bedford Falls, it's all fake snow. In Dulles, it's all fake snow. I don't think there's no snow in LA. So, you know,
as long as I'm not sweating, I don't care so much. I just want to not be sweating at this time of year.
Okay, I understand. Well, that you're sweating because you have the heat on in your house. Maybe.
No, I usually don't. My poor husband. Usually we have the fireplace going in the back here.
Okay. All right. That's fair. So minute 29 begins with George still showing how much of a klutz he can be and ends with Mary starting to get a little bit annoyed at George.
Yep.
So we ended things yesterday with George throwing a comeback at the elderly man. I can't even say that. Now that
he's
we
not
know
really
60,
elderly.
He wasn't
elderly.
He's not elderly. There you go. That's at the young man sitting on the porch.
Yes.
Yeah, that is definitely a problem.
Yeah, we got
the
watch
middle-aged man.
As we start creeping to that point. Ugh.
That's right. And then George turns around and Mary just runs. You know, she's completely embarrassed about everything that's going on. And as she runs away, we see that George accidentally steps on the belt of the robe. And he goes, "What are you?" And then he looks around and goes, "Mary?"
She's gone.
She disappeared. And you know, he looks around trying to figure out where she is. You know, and we debated this earlier in the week. You know, he stepped on the belt back then, maybe on purpose. This time it's not on purpose.
This time it's completely by accident.
And he definitely didn't know what the results were going to be and doesn't even know how to deal with the results.
This is definitely out there.
That's right. And he looks around and he sees the robe like empty on the ground, which is just
he's got a little
hilarious.
Bit of a jump too,
like, and he jumps exactly. Exactly. Now, what do you think he really believes happened? You know, does he believe that she's disappeared into thin air?
Oh God, no! I mean, heaven help us if he did. He's gonna be building buildings. We don't want him to be that easily fooled.
But he does jump back.
I think he realized, I mean, he does have a moment where he actually says Mary down to the robe, which is kind of stupid, but I think it's, you know, it's a moment of levity. It's a little bit more comic relief, but I think he's just like, oh, she's naked somewhere.
That's
you
right.
You know, like, could oh, be. This isn't good.
That's
so
right.
So I think he's kind of like, ooh.
That's okay. That's fair. That's fair. And then we hear like a whistle and then he looks around and he goes, okay, I give up. Where are you?
Yep.
And then he's still looking around, trying to figure out where she is. We hear Mary's voice saying, "Over here, in the hydrangea bushes." And
absolutely
then,
crazy.
Yeah. Now, what do you know about hydrangea bushes?
I know they make me sneeze.
Ah, okay.
That's what I know. I know they can take over a space. Like, they can get really crazy. But yeah, they're very pretty.
I mean, basically, it's a type of flower that is also known as hortensia. Mm-hmm. And there are 70 different species of plants that fit into this category of being either a hydrangea or hortensia. So you're telling me that you're allergic to 70 different types of flowers?
Unless I'm mixing them up. I don't think so. I don't know, but I know that like the hydrangeas my mother used to have out here, they're very potent smelling flowers. And so that would get me sneezing. Mm-hmm. So maybe not allergic, maybe just prone to sneezing near them.
Does that basically give your husband a pass that he doesn't have to buy you flowers?
Oh no, he is a big gardener, my husband. He loves flowers and he prefers wildflowers and stuff though. So yeah, it's not usually an issue. It's like if I say don't plant this, he'll say okay, and he'll find 20 other things to plant.
Oh wow. Okay. So it's
I don't do the outside stuff.
It's nice that he has a green thumb.
Yes, yeah. He definitely does. I do not. And plus, there are things in the dirt that I would rather not encounter.
And you love horror movies? What's wrong with you?
I do, but not those kinds of horror movies. I won't go near those.
No? Okay.
I can't get through the end of Halloween 3.
Interesting.
The masks.
Okay.
I cannot do it. I've never seen that movie through to the credits. I've always been
meaning to watch that. I saw it as a kid, and I don't remember it. I just remember the fact of the masks. But interesting. I'll have to wait and see if I'm gonna when I'm eventually gonna check that out. I mean, first of all, these bushes are humongous.
They are.
You know, I mean, obviously it needs to be in order for it to be able to hide there. You know, and have the sensors, you know, agree that it's okay.
Yep.
but seriously, I mean, and you know, the bushes start moving a little bit. You know, it reminds me of the you know, the singing bush. In the Three Amigos.
Oh God, there's a reference. Yes. God, right? That's a great one.
That's right.
I have to go back for that movie. It's been a very long time since I've seen that.
Yeah.
I'm actually reading a Steve Martin book called Number One Is Walking, and he talks about that.
Oh yeah.
It's fun. It's like an illustrated memoir. It's kind of fun.
I mean, I love Steve Martin's humor, so I'm curious if I would enjoy that.
I think you would.
This is recent. This is a recent one.
Last 2 years, I think it was released somewhere in there. I will say, like, the one downside to it is, you know, it's his life in the movies, and there's a lot of movies he talks about, and some of the stories end very quickly and abruptly, and it's just sort of like, oh, I wanted more. But it's cool. It's like little vignettes.
That's really cool. I'm gonna have to try and find a copy of that. That's actually very interesting.
Yeah, you can get like used copies and stuff too.
Yeah, but I live on the other end of the world. You forgot about
I'm
that.
I'm sure they ship it.
I'm sure they do too. But as I know, finding used copies isn't always easy. You know, Die Hard 2, I could not get a copy of 58 Minutes for less than like $100. You know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was crazy. I'm assuming this is probably more available in print though. that would be my guess here. And then George basically says, here you are, catch, which is a very chivalrous thing that he wants to do. And as he's doing as he's about to throw her the robe, he gets another thought. And
it dawns on him.
That's right. He's like, well, wait a minute. What am I doing? And then you know, he like puts his hand on his chin and goes, this is a very interesting situation. And then she goes, please give me my robe. A man doesn't get in a situation like this every day. I'd like to have my robe. Not in Bedford Falls, anyway. Now.
The power has shifted.
Yes. So I mentioned this at the beginning of the week. Okay. That, you know, I've heard that there are people who don't like this movie based on this scene. And I wanted to hear your thoughts on that. I don't agree with that.
So I don't either. I get it. I understand what they're talking about. He doesn't. So she's, I think it's playful. Does that mean it's okay? No. I mean, I got to be fair about this, but she's not like anguished. She's not panicked and he's ignoring her. It's sort of a little friendly teasing here. For me, it's not a big a deal. Also, the second that he has to leave, he gives it to her immediately. I think he's just doing it to tease her. He is also not trying to look. He's walking around with his head averted the whole time. So I think if he was really being sleazy and predatory about this, he'd be trying to peek. He's not. He's like, he's just messing with her and teasing her.
Right. Okay. That's fair. I mean, I don't think that George Bailey or even Mary at this point think that what he's doing here is wrong.
Yeah, it's he's teasing her.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, I can understand where people might come from that think mm-hmm. that this is a problem, but you also have to look at the context, you know, and
I agree.
The way that this is happening in 1928, you know, in a movie that came out in 1945, but taking place in 1928, it's done in a very playful manner. I don't know if today right. someone could make this scene seem as playful as they did back then.
I agree.
But I don't think that that's a reason to say, oh, that this is, you know, that this movie has problems, you know, that things are misogynist and things like that. I don't know.
Right.
I have trouble believing that. Because, again, I'm not necessarily agreeing mm-hmm. that this is the way someone should act. But, again, these are teenagers joking around. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think he's doing it in a malicious fashion.
Right, I agree.
You know, that type of thing. He's just being very, very playful mm-hmm. with all that he's doing here and stuff like that. And then right in the middle of all this, apparently Lisa is there also because she starts to sneeze. You said you're allergic.
It's my guest appearance. It's my cameo.
That's right. Well, you said that you're allergic, you know.
I do. Like, this makes me sneeze. Yep.
That's right. And then he says that's to her, Gesundheit.
Yep.
Okay. Now, are you familiar with the word Gesundheit?
That is a German word, is it not?
Yes.
Yes.
And it means.
And it has to do with. And I think it has to do with. I mean, it's obviously like bless you and everything, but I think it has to do with the old belief that every time we sneeze, we get like a little closer to death. And that's where like the origin comes from of like God bless you, the idea that like your heart and your organs stop for a quick second. So I think Gesundheit translates to something along those lines, or am I making that
up? No, you're not making it up. You're not making it up at all. It's very true. I mean, I've always heard that also, that at some point in history, you know, when people would sneeze, that would be it. You know, that was mm-hmm. the sign that you're about to die. You know, if that was the case, we'd all be dead many, many
oh my God.
Eons ago.
So many mornings that I'm dealing with allergies. Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly. So yes, Gesundheit is a German word, which direct interpretation means to your health.
Oh, you fair know, enough.
Which makes sense. The same type of thing of bless you and stuff like that.
Does that mean Gesundheit is also used for like a toast?
No. No.
Right? Because you drink to someone's health in a toast as well. That's interesting.
Yeah. There's probably another German word for that I don't know.
All right. That's in a different minute.
My German isn't that good. Even though
I have to ask my husband. My husband knows some German.
Even though I did a movie, you know, that takes place entirely in Germany. So I don't know. Now, what I did was I found a list of, I think this is like 20 pages of different languages. You know, what the translation would be of what you say when someone sneezes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, most of them mean the same type of thing, health and stuff like that. I'm just going to read out some of the few that are really funny. I'm not going to try and even pronounce the response that one gives in that language. Okay. But here's an example. In Amharic, which is Ethiopia, right? What you say when someone sneezes, the translation is "May God forgive you." You know, it's
wow. Yeah, that's the concept.
Correct.
If you're about to die, you need to make sure that your soul is clean.
That's right.
I get it.
That's right. That's right. In Arabic, it's may God have mercy on you. In Bangladesh, okay, so I guess it's called Bangla. It means may God have mercy on you. There you go.
This makes sense to me.
In Cantonese, the translation is a great fortune occurrence on you.
Interesting.
Yeah. In Chechen, it's live for a long time.
I like it.
In Mandarin, it's live to be 100.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. It's just funny. It's a little too specific.
Does that compound? Like if you sneeze 3 times in a row, are they wishing you for 300 years?
Possibly. This is a great one. In Dutch, one of the translations, there's a number of them here, but one of them is, now, if a person sneezes 3 times, then
See?
the response that you give is, the weather will be nice tomorrow.
You poor suffering soul. It'll be better tomorrow.
That's right.
I just want to know if any of them say, shut up, that's enough.
Well, I say that to my wife all the time. My wife is a multiple sneezer. So after like 4 times, I'm like, come on, stop already.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I do that with students. It's like, bless you again, bless you a third time. All right, stop.
That's right. Exactly. In German, one of the phrases that is used means you shall grow tall.
I love that.
Here's another one in Gaikuyu. I don't even know what language that is. It means, are you sick?
Well, yeah, I guess that works.
In
Should
Hawaii,
I move away from you?
that's right. Hawaiian, sneeze and you shall live. That sounds like something that,
I mean, I guess.
Inigo Montoya would say. Sneeze and you
I
shall
love
live.
it. Too good, too good.
Some of these are just hilarious when you look at the way that they're translated. Here's another one from Kazakh. May Tengri give you pure strength.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think some of these are like, some of them have to be idioms that don't translate properly, too.
Yeah, that's true also. In Kusal, it's God speaks the truth.
I love it.
And it means that someone elsewhere is praising you.
Oh, these are sweet. I like this.
Yeah. In Luganda, it's recover.
I love it. Get well, damn it.
That's right. In Navajo, it's someone is thinking of you.
Isn't that when your ears are ringing?
Yeah, that's what I thought also. Yeah.
Oh.
In Persian, may cleanliness or purity be bestowed upon you.
You dirty bird, you have not cleaned yourself today. Therefore, you have germs.
Yeah,
That's great.
dirty bird is misery. Oh,
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
this is a great one. In Serbian, go away, kitten.
Like that.
Because
I'm gonna start saying that
it
to
says the
students.
sound of sneezing often sounds like a cat's cough. Go away, kitten. Oh
I
my
would actually
God.
disagree because my cat does cough and I know what that sound like, but that's
But
okay.
that's just hilarious that you say go away, kitten.
Go away, kitten.
Oh, this is a great one.
I
In
like that there's
Spanish.
like a ranking.
No, it's in Spanish. The first time someone sneezes, you say, Jesus bless you. Okay. The second time is Mary bless you. The third one is Joseph bless you.
I love it. That's great. I could see my mother glomming onto that.
Some of these are just great. I still think the cat one's the best.
That is a good one.
In Yiddish, there you go. It means you sneezed on truth. the final one on this list is from the language of Yoruba. I don't know what that is, but it means sorry.
I love it. Sorry, I caused you to sneeze.
No, I sneezed. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's not, I didn't even go through that. They have a list here of how you respond to people
I
also.
can't. It's,
But most of them are
oh
thank
my
yous.
God, forget it.
So I'm not even
We don't
going
have enough time for
to.
that.
Oh, we always have time for that if we wanted to, but I'm not going to do that. But now that actually makes me want to look back. What did I say that was Serbian? The
cat. Servian was the kitten one.
Now the response is thank you or it is true. So yeah. Now I was hoping that there'd be like a very very interesting response. Most of them are all thank yous.
Mm.
You know, some of them are already feeling better. And one of them is they say live long, live good in Turkish, and the response is and I hope that you live to see it.
Oh my goodness, we have a loud cat coming in the room. Speaking of kittens.
That's right. Right. So at this point, you know, George is trying to figure out what he's going to do here. And she screams at him, George Bailey. He goes, this requires a little thought here. Give me my robe. I've actually read about these things like this, but I've never... And she goes, shame on you, George Bailey.
It's so good. It's just such a fun little moment.
Yeah. But again, I love the fact that they're alluding to the fact that it's a known fact. It's a known thing that George has read about things, but hasn't necessarily experienced them.
No, exactly.
Yeah. But like you said, he's still doing it in a very moral and polite way by just looking away.
He's not looking.
That's right. All right. That's all I have for this minute. You know, even though Mary is, I mean, we talked about the fact that this is a very playful thing, but Mary's starting to get annoyed. She's not getting upset. She's getting annoyed. You know, all right, yes. The joke's over. Let's move on.
I'm done playing. Let's go.
That's right. Exactly. So every Thursday, we have a segment called Jimmy Stewart Thursday, where my guests will give their top five Jimmy Stewart performances. So
yes, and this one I had an easier time with.
What have you got for us, Lisa?
So I'm going to go with It's a Wonderful Life for my fifth one. And then Anatomy of a Murder, which I really enjoyed because I do like my crime stories. I do like my mysteries. And I thought that he did an excellent turn in that one. You know, he tends to be known for some of these more comedic roles. And I think that he's sort of this, you know, jolly kind of character. So I think that when you get some more serious stuff in there, I think it's really worth your time. Mm-hmm. I love him in The Philadelphia Story. I love how he's just kind of this, you know, he's basically poking the dragon through the whole thing and just creating havoc and has no qualms about it. I have a cat that wants to share his opinion as well. Most people, when they go with like the greatest films of all time, it's either Citizen Kane or it's Vertigo. I love Vertigo. It's not my number one Jimmy Stewart thing, but it is my number two. So Vertigo is obviously a spectacular film. You know, these things that he has to deal with and how he's, you know, you want to talk about a film where he's not treating a woman properly. That's the one. You know, it's not this film, it's Vertigo, where he's screwing with somebody psychologically. But then Rear Window is my favorite. I love this. I just think the mystery of that film is so excellent. I love that he's stuck and he can't do anything and he's kind of looking, and you know, sort of the helplessness of that I found fascinating. So that's my favorite from him.
Okay, very cool. Thank you very much for that list. So, Lisa, yes, would you like to once again tell people where they could find Lisa Leahy?
People aren't sick of me yet. You can catch me on the Rabbit Hole Podcast Network. And we have a Twitch channel. So if anybody is interested in checking out the Rabbit Hole Podcast shenanigans, occasionally we will stream on the Rabbit Hole Podcast's Twitch channel. And I'm going to babble while I look up that actual name. But, you know, occasionally we'll play Jackbox games and a bunch of us will show up for that. Sometimes, you know, it might just be me and Jason playing some Dead by Daylight or playing Mortuary Assistant or Phasmophobia. You know, we have a bunch of different things that we'll do on there. And it can be a fun time just to sort of watch us go through our silliness. And so if you are on twitch.tv, you can follow us at Rabbit Hole Pods.
Okay, great. And finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Around Minute. You can find me on my website, moviearoundminute.com. You can find me on Facebook and you can find me on Twitter. So Lisa, you feel like coming back again tomorrow to finish off the week and see what happens here.
Yes, we have to see how this is resolved.
Exactly. All right. So until tomorrow, hot dog.
Hot dog.
I love you truly, truly dear. Life with its sorrow, life with its tears.